But first, a few words from our sponsor. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Blueberry Pancakes. Ava couldn't make it today, but today we're going to be talking about... I wrote down a few bad habits that I have, and then I'm going to be talking about how I want to improve them. So before we get right into that, I wanted to talk a little bit about my week. I've been actually reading lately, which is like a really big surprise, because last time, or actually a few podcasts ago, I was talking about how I was getting into reading. I think that was actually in the summer, which we started in the summer, so that was like right when we started. So it's very surprising that I'm now reading again. So I've been reading They Will Die at the End by Adam Silvera, and I'm about halfway through. So far it's pretty good, but maybe if you guys want, like in the summer, if you guys want me to do a podcasts about reading, or an episode about the books I've read and like what I think about them, definitely let me know in the comments and I can make that happen. Also, something that happened this week was, I was just thinking about it, now I can't remember. I can't remember. Anyways. Oh, yes. Now I remember. I've been feeling like not many people like the podcast. And because we haven't gotten any reviews at all whatsoever. Haven't gotten any comments. So, yeah. It would mean a lot if you guys commented or just reviewed our podcast anyways. Because I feel like nobody actually likes the podcast, because I haven't gotten like many plays or anything. So if you do like the podcast, make sure to please tell me that. I would really appreciate it. Yeah, in the comments on Apple Podcasts. Sorry to get into this right now, but still. So my week has been good so far. A few weeks ago, I actually sold my phone, and because I was going to buy a new one, so I sold the one that I had and downgraded to one I had already, because I had two. I had an older one and then a newer one. I sold the newer one and then downgraded to the older one to try to, you know, use that money to buy a new one. Anyways, kind of discouraged because I haven't been able to find one at all. Or like for a good deal that I want. I mean, I have been able to find some for pretty good deals, but not the phone that I want. And then like a week ago, I like shattered my phone. So now I'm really trying to find something. So yeah, that's kind of my week so far. Anyways, what else happened this week? I don't know, not much. We went back to school a few weeks ago. It's been okay so far. I think it hasn't been too hard. I've just kind of been busy with school, and I don't know, just school, honestly. I don't really have much to say about it. But I was just thinking about something. I keep forgetting what I was going to talk about. I guess I'm not going to talk about whatever it was I was going to talk about. Oh yeah, I remember now. So I feel like I'm really bad at this podcast. Like, I haven't recorded a podcast episode in like 2 weeks, and it's kind of bi-weekly now, like every other week. So I'm going to really, really, really try to do every week again, because I don't know, I just felt better about it when I was doing every week. And I think that might be why the listens are at like a low, because I haven't been posting every week. So I think if I do post every week, I would get more listens and stuff. So yeah, that's how my week has been. That's kind of it. So I wrote down a few things, a few of my bad habits that I want to stop. And then I'll just like kind of talk about it for a little bit about how I plan on stopping it. So the first one is nail biting. I have always bitten my nails and they've gotten to the point that they're really short, that they hurt so bad. I just recently, I think it's been like a month, I have not been biting my nails, thankfully. So I've already started in that one. And hold on, I just thought of another one to write down. So hold on. Okay. So I have already been working on the biting nails thing. But it was bad for a really long time. Like, even if they were already short, I would still bite them because I had that sudden urge to, like, just do something else that's not leaving my hands alone. Like, I want to do something with my hands, like bite them or, like, bite my finger, bite my nails. I cannot talk. So biting my nails is, like, a big part of, I don't know, I always try to stop biting my nails. And I even wore, like, rubber gloves at one point, just so then I would not bite my nails. But if I know, like, a lot of people struggle with biting their nails, and a big thing that helped me, actually, was keeping them painted, because when they're, like, all nice and pretty and painted, you don't really want to mess them up. So that's what I've been doing lately. I actually just painted my nails. It's like a brown color, and then, well, yeah, I just did like a solid brown color, and then I did like little swirls with like a tan color, so it's like more fallish, wintry, if that makes any sense. I honestly don't even know if that makes any sense. So it's, and now I don't want to ruin them, so I'm not gonna bite them. But I actually caught myself the other day biting my nails, and I was like, wow, I'm disappointed in myself now, because I haven't been biting my nails for so long, and then I finally started again, and I'm like, I can't start this. So I haven't bitten my nails for a while again. So I've just, like, every time I go to bite my nails now, I just, like, stop myself. I'm like, think about what I'm doing for a second. Like, do I really want to bite my nails? Like, is it really going to be worth it? I know this might sound like a stupid topic, but I'm sorry. So the next thing is jealousy. I know that a lot of teenage girls deal with jealousy mostly because of social media. And I'm actually going to get more into social media in a few minutes. But social media is like a big part of, or I'm sorry, jealousy is a big part of our lives, because we see all these people on like social media and stuff that we, and it makes us not feel like pretty, like as pretty as them. So I think jealousy can be a big part of a lot of people's lives and stuff, and it can cause a lot of insecurities to ourselves. And I know I've dealt with insecurities many times before, and it's just honestly not fun. And actually something that has really helped me with insecurities and stuff is just knowing that I can overcome those insecurities, like how I've started working out, how I've started eating healthier. It makes me feel so much better about myself, even if there's nothing changing, just because I'm eating healthier. Just, and that kind of clears out my mind and helps me have a better mindset. So yeah, eating like healthy and working out and getting fresh air, honestly, getting fresh air helps your mind so much. You can just take a walk outside. I know since it's January, it's probably cold for a lot of people, which I know where we live, it's very cold. It's very cold, icy, snowy. But I've actually been going out for walks lately, which is weird because it is really cold. But I mean, just getting like the fresh air and thinking to yourself, just like admiring nature and stuff, has actually helped my insecurities and stuff, because I feel better about myself just by getting the fresh air, eating healthy. It just makes me feel so much better, and makes me have a clearer mind. Also, drinking water has helped a lot, because when you're like dehydrated and stuff, you have a headache, you just don't feel good about yourself at all. And I know, anyways, that's just like some of the things that have helped me personally to deal with insecurities and jealousy, and also just kind of taking a break from social media. I know, our family recently went to a yurt, which is like, it's basically how do I describe it? Basically, it's like a very small, actually, it's a big tent, but with like canvas sides, and then it has a wood stove inside. So there was no like signal there. There was no Wi-Fi or anything, so I couldn't be on social media all the time and stuff. And it helped me with my insecurities, I think, because just being away from social media, even for a few days, it helped like crazy. Like, I don't even know. I wasn't looking at other pretty girls online and stuff. So I think just get away from social media for a little bit, just completely shut down social media, and it kind of like just makes all the insecurities, not necessarily all of them, but a lot of the insecurities go away, because you're not looking at other people constantly.
You know what I mean?
So yeah, that's kind of the part of jealousy. But also another bad habit that I have is spending too much time on social media. I kind of already went into that a little bit about how bad for you social media is, so I think I kind of already covered that. But yeah, just spending too much time on social media, I just want to get away from social media a little more. And I mean, I like to go outside and like listen to like podcasts about having self-confidence and stuff. I love listening to those kind of podcasts and like some relaxing music or something while I'm taking a walk, and just kind of admiring nature and like the fresh air and stuff. But I can't really do that right now, because I was doing it at one point in the winter, but I can't really do it right now because it's like super icy, so I keep slipping. I mean, I've only slipped like once, but still. I'm very scared to slip, because why wouldn't you be, I guess? Okay, next one. The next one is procrastination. Procrastination. So, there's a lot of different ways of procrastinating. I cannot talk. Why can't I talk? I'm so sorry. I cannot talk. I'll go through a few of ways of procrastinating. Number one, start your whole day off not getting up in the morning. I mean, I know we all set alarm clocks at 6 a.m. for some time in our lives, and always ignore them. Actually, okay, since I do homeschool, I like to sometimes get up like super early and get like some of my school done, like if I'm behind or anything, which I'm usually not, but still. Anyways, And I've gotten up really early before. It's not really been this year. This year has not been the best for waking up early. But I was waking up early other years. Actually, I have woken up early a few times this year, but not quite as much as last year. Anyways. So, even this morning, I was supposed to wake up at 6:30 because I was going to go to school. I know, sounds weird. I just said I'm homeschooled and now I'm saying I was going to school. But I was supposed to wake up at 6:30 this morning because the school is like 45 minutes away from us. So we, in order to be there at like 8, we have to leave at like 7 because we usually get coffee too. So I was supposed to get up at like 6:30 to be ready in time, but I actually got up, believe it or not, 6:50. So I had like barely any time to get ready. And, I was like in such a rush. So
procrastinating, that's a way of procrastinating, ignoring your alarm every morning, which is not very good, but I mean, I'm gonna get into this in a few minutes, but still going at procrastination. Another form of procrastination, which I have actually gotten way better at, is not doing things that you know that you have to get done, which I think is the exact like definition of procrastination. But I mean, like the way that I do it, that I would procrastinate, I don't really procrastinate much anymore, or at least I've been working on it and actually improved on that way better.
I am not making any sense today. I've improved on it way more. What? That made no sense. Okay.
I'm sure everyone else can agree with this, but my least favorite classes are science and history. Those are
probably the hardest classes that I have, more saying science, because who likes it?
So I will procrastinate
for quite a while, just sitting there thinking if I should do it or not. And then after I'm like, okay, I should
probably, because I'm going to get behind and stuff. After I actually do it,
it goes so quick. And I'm like,
why was I even procrastinating about that? Like, that was so easy. That was so quick. I don't even know why I was so worried about it and stuff. So that's kind of another thing. Like,
you might think that, oh my goodness, this is
the hardest thing.
This is going to take forever.
This is not going to ever, you know, I'm not going to understand this. I'm going to have to ask for help and stuff. But then you do it and it's actually really easy. So I don't understand why we procrastinate when it's easy anyways. That's another form of procrastination. I don't know if I would call it a form of procrastination, but another thing that could be
quote unquote procrastinating is like if you're laying in bed at night and then, because I know I do this sometimes, and like you're watching TV or something and then you're just like, no, I'm not gonna turn it off yet, and then you check the time a few minutes later and it's like way later than it was before. That happens to me all the time. I think it's like 10:30 or something. Then next thing you know, it's 11:30. Like, it feels like 5 minutes, but it's actually like an hour. So I've been working on just like, if I say, okay, I'm going to turn it off and read now, that's what I do. I turn it off and read. I don't want the time to go by like that. And then I can't read because I know I'm talking a lot, which what's the point of not talking? Wait, what? Well, I'm just not making any sense. But I know I'm talking really fast, but it's a podcast. I think I need to talk a lot. Okay.
Oh my goodness. What was I even saying? Okay.
Yeah. So I will tell myself, okay, I'm going to turn it off now. I'm going to turn it off now. Next thing you know, just like that,
it's like the next hour.
Wait, oh my goodness. I'm so sorry. I'm making no sense today. But it just, time goes by so fast and we don't even realize it. So that's actually, yeah, that kind of is another way of procrastinating. And I'm actually going to talk about two more things that I want to get better at, but after the break. Okay, I'm back. So the next thing I wanted to talk about is waking up and going to bed late. I kind of touched up on this, but I feel like I have been going to bed pretty, like too late lately. So I've been going to bed at about 11:30, and I've been waking up at about 9 every morning. So it's not very good, but I think something I've been doing is, which I think is kind of smart, is watching TV until 11 and then reading till 11:30. But I think I want to do that same thing, except for start earlier and then end earlier. So I could stop watching TV at 10:30 and then read until 11. I think that would be better than 11:30 because that would still be a whole half hour earlier. Also, today I was reading and I'm like, wait, I forgot about the whole, like, what I read last night. Because, like, I was so tired last night. I had no idea what I was even reading. So, that's another thing. Like, you might, like, I don't know. I've been forgetting, like, what I read the past night because I was so tired. But I feel like tonight I'm probably going to go to bed pretty earlier than usual, because again, I want to be working on these bad habits. So yeah, I'm gonna try to start my whole night routine earlier and then end earlier. That way I will have enough energy to wake up in the morning. Yeah, wake up early in the morning, not like at 10 o'clock. Yes, actually. Okay, yeah. So I think I'm going to be starting that very soon. And hopefully, I don't know, I'll catch you guys up next week. How I've been doing with like that, like, you know, my sleep schedule and stuff. But a lot of people are probably going to say, like, that's not that late, and that's not that early, or that's not that late to go to bed, and that's not that late to wake up. But for me, it is, because I always aim to wake up earlier, but then I never do, because I always go to bed too late. Okay. The last and final thing I'm going to be talking about is consistency. I feel like, consistency is not one of my bad habits. Not being consistent is one of my bad habits. And so I want to be better at consistency. For example, I know I've been talking about like how I work out every day and stuff in the podcast, but before I started working out about a month ago, I would tell myself, okay, I'm going to work out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And then I didn't do it. And so I've been working on consistency, and that's how I've been like working out every day and eating healthy every day and eating a certain amount of calories every day. So that's kind of what I want to work on again. Staying consistent with stuff, because it can be really hard sometimes. And a lot of people will agree. You'll tell yourself that you're going to do something, but then you never do it. Or you do it for like a week and then you stop doing it. And people say that after doing something for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks or something, it becomes habit. So if you just keep up those 3 weeks or those 2 weeks, you'll have the urge to do that habit every day after that, because it has already become habit. It's already a routine or a part of your routine every day. So just keeping up those habits every day, it can honestly really help out to like stay in the routine. And like just like book reading, I know like in summer I was talking about how I, oh my goodness, did you hear that? If you guys heard that, comment down below, because I want to hear if, I mean, I want to know if you heard that. My stomach just growled. Okay. But like I remember in summer I was saying how I started reading and how I love reading and stuff. Well, I feel like that kind of just died down very quickly. So I've gotten back into reading, and I think I have more passion for it now than I did back then. So I think I'm going to keep reading, because in summer I would say like, not I would say, I was like not even halfway in the book. I was like 30 pages into a book, and I was like, yeah, I love reading stuff. But right now I'm like more than halfway, and I like really, really like this. Like I really, really like reading now. And I know I might go back and I don't know, in like a month and say, wait, what? Why would I, like, it wasn't habit yet. So I'm trying to keep up with reading, even though, because I do like reading and I want to stay in that habit, because I think reading is very good for you. So just even if I have to push myself to read some days, I still want to keep doing it, because I want it to become habit and grow passion, more passion for it. So yeah, that's kind of on consistency. I think that a lot of the things all revolved around consistency. So you have to be consistent with everything that you want to do in order to keep doing it, in order for it to become habit. So yeah, that's kind of this. That was this podcast. It was longer than I'm sorry about my bad speaking. I cannot talk today, but it was longer than most episodes. So I like to keep the episodes kind of long. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. If you stayed all the way through, hopefully Ava will be back next week. Also on consistency, I want to stay consistent with this podcast, because I actually love just like talking into a microphone. Even if nobody listens, I still love it, because like it just like kind of like clears out my mind sometimes. I don't even know. But yeah. I do really, actually, genuinely love doing the podcast. So I'm going to try to be more consistent with it. So yeah, that was this podcast. And please me and Ava, a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. And write a review on what you think of the podcast. I would really appreciate it. To know what you guys actually think. And yeah, probably, oh my God, I keep saying we'll talk to you next week. on Blueberry Pancakes. Bye.